following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Cunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Got to clear my ears. I mean, it just seems kind of hollowy sounding, but that's my ears, man.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, there we go. The ears
Fred,
are cleared.
Fred.
Ears are cleared. Clear. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth, so don't expect too much. We're talking about the law today. We're going to have fun with it. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law, and just we're not giving you legal advice, so don't try to say we're doing any of that. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you have any questions or you want to get on the air, which Cal will probably not put you on, so don't worry about it, but go ahead and call if you like.
Well, I might, but I might not. Yeah.
Wow, which one of those two options?
No, what happens is that a lot of guys call and they want to give a speech and they want to give a whole case that's 9 minutes long.
No.
And I'm saying if you can do it in 30 seconds, give me the 30-second version and you're in. Otherwise,
right. So
that's what happens, honestly.
I got it. We're going to talk about, and if I say again, she should hit me, no more non-compliance contracts. That's an interesting thing we're going to talk about. It sounds boring, but it's really interesting. Non-compete.
Yeah.
I can't read my writing. And I said again. So the Baltimore Bridge crash suit is going on. There's multiple lawsuits about that. Harvey. What is wrong with me today? Harvey Weinstein today. I look at, is Fred having a stroke? What's going on?
No, it sounds like you have a little cold.
No, it's allergies. It's just I've been out working in California. The weeds are probably up to my knees, and I've been working out in the forest area. Cutting trees and taking them off fences. You know how trees will come down and they'll be on the fences. And I work for a living. I do on the weekdays. I'm a lawyer. On the weekends, I'm a cowboy. So
Fred Penny, outstanding like a farmer in his field.
And a weekend warrior lawyer.
I am weekend
That's
warrior.
That's right.
We're going to talk about, speaking of a rancher, the Arizona rancher case, the latest that's going on. Gabby Patino's parents settle with Brian Landry's family. We're going to talk about that. That was if you don't remember what happened in that case, that was interesting. Especially in Utah, what happened was sad because they could have really stopped it, possibly. Possibly.
Sing-along from Wang Chung.
Yeah, Texas inmates suing over what? They're suing right now. We got Texas inmates suing. Movie theaters are being sued because of your soda or beer. And guess why they're suing? And it's actually kind of interesting.
Not enough ounces?
You should, Cal.
You said guess. I just guessed.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You just gave it away.
Didn't he say guess?
I was trying to get the tease.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault.
Trying to tease everybody.
My fault.
Anyway, Cal usually tells me when we sit down and watch the movie, well, at the end, Fred here, this is what this guy dies and the other guy lives. Oh, okay. All right. But anyway, it's interesting. I watched some actual news footage of experiments to see if this guy is correct who is saying that the 24-ounce beer and soda you order in the movie theaters, and actually you look on the bottom of the cup, it says 24 ounces, does not hold 24 ounces, even if you put it to the top. So lawsuits are going on there. That's some interesting.
Well, that's outrageous.
Well, yeah, that's, forget Israel and what's going on over there and Gaza Strip and Ukraine. We got to make sure that we.
My luck is so bad. I got a 24-ounce drink from the movie theater, and then I went and got a Subway footlong sandwich.
That's right.
I'm getting.
Those of you who don't follow us, Subway, there was a lawsuit that the footlong was not a footlong. So we're not going to get into that issue. Everyone's laughing. We're not going to talk about that exaggeration.
I was going to get a half sandwich.
It had to be a guy that did that.
You had what?
It had to be a guy that, that made that exaggeration.
I doubt it.
Well, we'll move on. And we're going to talk about a guy selling luxury watches is arrested. That one's very interesting. I'm going to go through. That's kind of a long one. The story about that is very interesting. And I do have to, you know, I have to acknowledge certain people. And we're going to acknowledge KBFI 1450 AM and 96.1 FM. Bonner's Ferry, Idaho.
Ooh,
Cal knows where that
place.
Is.
What a great place.
That's a new one. We also have a new affiliate, KSPT 1480 AM, I mean 1400 AM and 1505 FM in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Wow.
So we've got two. That, I knew that would make
we
Cal
have,
happy.
We have Burley, Bonner's Ferry, Sandpoint. What's next, Twin Falls?
I would hope, and Idaho Falls and Boise.
There you go. Where are we? We'll take all of them.
Those of you who don't know what's going on, why we're bringing this, is Cal is was born in Idaho, and he's an Idaho boy. So
yes, I am.
He
and
likes
thankful
Idaho.
For that.
Yeah, I love Idaho.
Is Idaho known for potatoes?
Taters.
Yeah, it says right on the license plate, famous potatoes.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you the time I lived in Idaho that I would be it during the harvest, and it was poor. I was one of those missionaries. I served as a mission. I loved doing some missionary work. And I showed up, and we knew during the harvest season, you just go near the corners where all the corners were, and there's potatoes in the side of the ditch everywhere because those big trucks, they'd load the potatoes so high. They'd come around a corner, and potatoes would fall off. And I think you go to the store, and there'd be no potatoes. Nobody would buy potatoes. Everyone would walk in the corner and just pick up some potatoes in the ditch. And I'm not talking the little tiny coal potatoes.
No.
When my wife buys potatoes, I said, when are you going to buy some potatoes? Those are the ones that they threw away in Idaho.
Right, ones they call number one are really number one seed size, but number one potatoes are big. I mean, they're big. Yeah.
So today what I'm doing, by the way, after Liberty Law Talk, this is so off topic, but it's so important.
Welcome to Radio Tater Talk.
Tater Talk. My wife is not going to be around the next day or two, and I told the whole family I'm cooking dinner tomorrow, and I'm going to cook my famous ribs. Yeah. Oh, my ribs are fall off the bone ribs. It takes like 6 hours, and I'm gonna cook a chicken in my Traeger smoker. But I'm buying potatoes, the big monster potatoes, and we're gonna have a potato bar. We're gonna have potato skins. I'm gonna do the whole nine yard.
Now you're talking.
And all the family's like, can
twice
we help?
Baked potatoes?
No. I'm gonna do what you do is you take out you do the baked potato, take it out, make it into mashed potatoes. And then you just do the potato skins, and you put the cheese in it, it's making me hungry. Ooh, potato skins.
And what did he bring for snacks? Macadamia nuts.
That's exactly what I bought you guys, macadamia nuts. So that's what's going on. But that's kind of the long and the short of it. But the guy selling luxury watches that was just arrested, I've got that as one of the last things we're going to talk about in hour three. But in all honesty, that's when I might push up to hour one or maybe hour two. The reason why, everybody, this is fascinating what has happened, this story. And it's a, you know, novel. So it's going to take a while to talk about the legalities and what's going on. But hold on just for that one. That one's really interesting. And we'll be back. We're going to plug a few people, and then maybe I'll let Denise talk, and maybe Todd, maybe Cal. And then we're going to do a case or no case, which is why everybody's here. We'll be back.
You bet. Radio Law Talk will continue. We're just getting started. You stay right there. It's a big show, and you won't want to miss not even a second of it. So stay where you're listening. We have the whole deal for you. If your radio station turns us off after an hour or so, go to RadioLawTalk.com. We're streaming there free, no charge. RadioLawTalk.com. Listen live. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote,
My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one. Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
From your cheap shoes and your
feet. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk comes right back right now in just a second after we get our
My time is extremely valuable. Right, I prefer not to have it wasted by some hayseed.
All right, there we go. All right.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Hey, we're back. Thanks. We had a caller about constitutional immunity. We can talk about that, but we decided as a group we're going to kind of forego it at this point until we hear from the Supreme Court. I did listen to the oral arguments, and it's very interesting. We could get into that a little bit, but we're going to that's not entertaining right now. But it might be a little bit interesting what they're going to do, but you know, there's boy, I'll tell you this though, and I'll let you go, Denise, here in a second. It's amazing to listen to the oral arguments about, you know, sometimes you just kind of go, wow, I thought I was a smart lawyer. These people are much smarter than me. But again, I'm not a constitutional lawyer. Boy, the depth they got into, going back to the ratification of the Constitution and what was said before and after, what Benjamin Franklin said in papers and all this stuff and what the true intent was. But Denise, go ahead. You were going to say
something. No, I find it so interesting, and the oral arguments were brilliant. Very well done.
Right,
and
both of them.
Yeah, both sides. And the judges were well-spoken and asked the right questions. And I just, I'm like, my head gets around it. And I'm like, there are certain functions that the president has to be immune for.
Right.
There's
right.
no doubt about it. But how far does it go? Does it go beyond enumeration? That's
right.
what really the question's going to be,
it's
right?
It's going to be a tough one for them to answer because, you know, then, you know, if they indict Trump, then maybe they'll be doing it to Biden. They'll be indicting Biden, too, for China stuff, right? So where does it end, right? And I don't know. It's going to be a tough one for the Supreme Court.
I don't see it going that far.
I agree with you, too, Denise.
When it becomes political, anything is possible. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, this is the thing that amazes me about the Supreme Court, regardless of the topic. You know, like I've got a background in criminal law. Before I did that, for 20 years, I did employment and labor, and I have experience in personal injury. Mm-hmm. If you ask me something about family law, if you ask me something about riparian law, if you ask me something about any other corporate law, finance, all this kind of, I wouldn't know squat. And yet all of these kinds of cases go up before the Supreme Court of 9 justices who can hear briefs and then argue and ask intelligent questions and make decisions. Regardless of the topic of law, it blows me away how the spectrum of cases that they are able to handle that are so diverse, and yet they do their work, their clerks educate them, they ask the questions, and they're able to make decisions.
Well,
that's just amazing to me.
I know, I hate to put the fly in the ointment. And believe me, I am not downplaying the brilliance of the Supreme Court justices. They got the most brilliant, bright clerks and lawyers working for them, doing all the work. They're doing the work. They're doing the grunt work. And this is not like any other type of person. This is the Stanford's number one student of coming out of law school, right?
I get that, and I completely understand. I get that.
I'm giving them kudos, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the point is, and then you have a justice that has to take what they did and be able to talk intelligently, because you never hear them say, "Oh, yeah, sorry, that was a stupid question. My clerk did."
No doubt.
It's a pretty impressive group.
It's great. And it's just like, by the way, a shout out to my staff. I mean, the good paralegal is helping you out, doing stuff. And staff does a lot for us, don't they, in our legal practices. Anyway, they do a great job. All right, Cal, let's do a case or no case, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right. He's a pretty famous guy with a lot of voiceover work and on-camera work, and he lives in San Francisco. One morning, this famous guy thought he heard a giant bee in a dream, a bumblebee, and he woke up and realized there was a drone outside of his window. So this celebrity grabbed his Mossberg 12-gauge and ran downstairs from his apartment and took aim. In his altogether, he sleeps commando style, apparently. He pointed the weapon at the buzzing drone and realized the local gendarme may not look kindly on this discharge of a weapon inside city limits. So he went back upstairs and the drone flew away. Moments later, the video started popping up. This guy all over TMZ, every website you can imagine. So he decided this must stop immediately. He immediately called his lawyer and said, "I'd like an injunction against TMZ and the shooter of the video to stop displaying my my body," although his man bits were blurred out thanks to pixelization.
Oh.
So the question is, who might this celebrity be? Who might this celebrity be? And no, it is not Todd Kuhnen. Telling that story on Todd would not be fair. So it's not Todd. And was it a case or no case? What do you think? Let's see. Todd, let's start with you. Since I brought your name up.
Good.
He was looking away. Todd, you got to remember, you look right at him and he won't call you.
That's just entrapment because, you know, he throws me under the bus. I look away in
a teasing sense.
Yes.
You know, I'm just teasing
and then, you know, and then he goes to me because I look away. Good heavens. Is this a case? I'm going to say yes, this is a case.
Okay.
Okay. And he's successful at the injunction because it was he's going to argue it was some sort of an invasion of privacy because the drone was outside of his window and
private residence, yes, correct. Yes. Yep.
And so I'll stick with that. I'm going to think about who the celebrity is. If you'll grant me that.
Tom. Of course. So give me the conch first, the case or no case, and later on we'll come back for the celeb.
So,
Denise,
case,
what do you
think? Case he wins.
Okay. Denise, what do you think?
Well, I think he went out in public nude and, you know, catch.
In a stupor.
Others have done that sitting at this table also.
Like
right.
I said.
Nothing wrong with it.
Atta girl, Denise. You tell him.
You go.
You tell him, girl.
So what do you think? Case or no case?
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah, go.
Is it a celebrity like an actor, or is it a celebrity like a musician? Or what type of celebrity?
As I said, he does a lot of voiceover work and a lot of on-camera work and has several television shows on B-grade networks.
All right.
Oh, well, that's gives me a lot of thought. Well, you know what? I'm going to answer the question after
when we
the
get
break.
Back. All right, let's come back after Denise gets to think about it.
All right. We'll hear the answer from Fred and Denise, who already heard Todd's guess on Case or No Case. Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
I thought you were happy-go-lucky.
No, I'm not happy. I'm not lucky, and I don't go.
And now what I'm about to say probably will stir up a lot of conversation around.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
There we go. Denise, back to you on Case or No Case.
Okay, so this is about a nude guy in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, so what else is new?
Exactly. This is just a typical day in San Francisco. I just think it's not a case. I think Cal made this one up because he had a lot of fun, or maybe he was, you know, he was left alone this last week without his wife, mm-hmm. and he probably did some shooting of guns and other things.
And running around naked. Yeah. Well, who wouldn't, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to say no case.
Fair enough. Fred, what is your thought on this?
You know, it's interesting. This case or no case took a twist because I thought you were going to bring up the issue of whether or not you can shoot at a drone or whether or not drones can come and take videos. So let's do a little offshoot on that. Now, again, I don't know all the law on this because you got to look it up, but I know generally speaking, as stupid as this is, which I don't agree with, you cannot shoot at a drone. But so someone could come and hover their drone over your backyard and video you from above, but you can't point or shoot at it or shoot it out of the sky.
Because you do not own the airspace.
Well, yeah, and all that, I guess it's right? It's still considered a, I guess, an FAA thing, that it's flying overhead and
right.
You can't do that. But what type of thing can, you know, that's crazy that a drone could come over your backyard and video you sitting with nothing on in your, now this is probably in San Francisco, it's probably on the street out front, but anyway, but you can still go in your backyard and do this. So I'm going to say it's a case, and let's see, was a case filed? I'm with Denise. It's not, the case was never filed. It was a real scenario, but not a case. And I'm going to tell you the name of the person, and this is what bothers me is, it's a radio TV guy, but mainly does radio in San Francisco. I'm thinking of Mark Levine.
Oh, Mark Levin.
Levin, but it's not. It's that other guy, Mike. Come on, Cal. Mike, he's a conservative talk show.
I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know it. His name's Mike. I'm going to say Mike. And No, not rowing, not rowing, not row. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to think about it. Okay, go ahead, Todd. Who do you think it is?
Okay.
It's not Levine. It's Mike.
He just gave it to you, Fred. He gave you the whole thing in a hand vest.
Well, it's Mark Rowe. He's saying it's Rowe, whatever it is, Mike Rowe.
Yeah, that I think that's the guy you're thinking of.
No, it's not. Okay. No, it's not. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
All right. No, he's a conservative talk show host. He's been kind of off the air now because he's really kind of extreme. It's not Jones. It's that other. It's the guy that maybe it's Levine. Maybe that's his name. I can't remember. Mike.
I'm going with Mike Rowe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, good.
Denise? Oh, that's the guy that you had in your head the whole time?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
Denise.
Funny that you both kind of thought on the same lines in a
well,
way.
Well, no, mine's the radio host guy.
So what TV show was Mike Rowe in?
Dirty Jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to say Mike Rowe.
Oh,
that's not fair. I shouldn't have told you that. That's my fault. My fault. Well, congratulations on getting the right guy.
It was Mike Rowe. Huh?
And no case was ever filed.
Oh, Denise, we did it.
We did it. So how much points do we get?
Well, you get 2-2-2, right?
I didn't know that that Mike Rowe lived in San Francisco.
Yep, that's what, according to this story, he either does or did at this time. So, yeah.
So we get 2 for no case and 2 for the name.
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
Good job. Way to go. All right, next time, he wanted a 57 Mercedes convertible and paid big money to get one completely restored and was disappointed by the outcome. That's next hour on Case or No Case.
Cal, I remembered it now. Michael Savage.
Oh, Mike Savage.
Yeah, I was thinking, because he's from San Francisco, right?
He is, absolutely. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I thought it was Michael Savage.
That's a good guess.
Hi, I knew I was not.
You were right there. You were right there.
So there was no case, but it was a real scenario.
Correct. Yep, so good job, Todd, on figuring out Mike Rowe.
He gets a couple, and Denise and I get 2 each.
Yep,
because
Denise gets 4.
No, we both get 4.
Yeah.
You didn't get that name. Yeah. That's so
I didn't get the name.
Only
you
the
cheat.
Name is worth
you're
2.
You're a cheater, right, and said right. to Todd.
And next one is a celebrity edition as well. You got to figure out who wanted the 57 Murky.
Okay, let's figure that out.
Sounds next good. Hour.
Okay. So in the United States, you go work for a job, and they walk in, and it's a good job, something you want, and they slide across, your little packet, and your packet, to fill out as an employee, and they've got what's called a non-compete clause, which is in the packet somehow or in the agreement that you got to sign that says you can't go work for the like business and after you leave their company.
Very common in media. Very common in TV,
that's
especially.
That's exactly right, and not only very common in the old days. Now, why we're bringing Todd and I and Denise talked about this earlier. This has been illegal in California for years. In other words, you can't.
Yeah, as long as we've been in law school.
They're not illegal. Right? They're not enforceable. You could go ahead and have them sign it, but they're not enforceable. Now, so what has happened is the FTC on Tuesday came out and voted now nationwide you cannot have a non-compete provision agreement between you and an employee. Now, everyone's saying, everyone in the business, not everyone, many in the business saying, this ruins it. This is terrible. But really, I think that's fair. I mean, they should be able to go work wherever they want. But Todd, you brought up, and Denise, we talked about, there's still protections from the employer. What are those protections?
Yeah, look, if you work for an employer, and let's say you have access to their client list, sales list, what can be deemed trade secrets, that you're free to go work for another employer. You just can't take that list with you. And you're subjecting yourself and your new employer to significant liability if it is shown that you are, and that you did take that list. And the evidence is pretty easy. I mean, you go from person company A to company B, and shortly after you're with company B, all of a sudden all the clients or customers that you had at company A are now going over to company B, and that would tend to indicate that maybe you took a client list, and there may be some defenses there, but the ability to work for the other employer is no longer legal. the FTC, and there's, I think there's a good reason the FTC came in, because not every state was like California that found that non-compete clauses were void as to public policy. So what happens when you have like a nationwide company, you get your job, they're based out of a state where the non-competes are valid, and you're working in California where they're not? Which law controls? Can you go work for another company in California because that non-compete is from another state? And there's a lot of ambiguity, a lot of lawsuits that came up as a result of this. Now that it's federal law, doesn't matter. Right. Doesn't matter what state law
is. I disagree. I actually disagree with you.
About what?
I think it's a state's rights issue. I don't think that the federal government should control this matter at all. That's my feeling on it.
And here's why I believe the federal government should and can. Because of the Commerce Clause. Because employment among states going interstate commerce and employees going back and forth, I think this is governed under the Commerce Clause. So it is a constitutional function reserved for the – that allows the federal government to preempt state law. I think that would be the argument if states tried to challenge this.
I think there's going to be challenges.
The federal government's going to come in and say, Commerce Clause, it's – reserved to Congress to do, and we've got this the government to take care of, and that's where it'll be.
Yeah, I think in Hollywood is where it's affected most, and we've read articles about that, and Cal brought that up. It has to do with that. But here's the most important thing: they're saying that because of this, the pundits are saying that it's going to help employees receive more money because now. They don't have that, you know, even if they can't, it's not legal to do it or they can't enforce it, there's litigation that they can argue they can litigate it. But here's the kicker. They're saying there's an average, pundits are saying there's an average pay increase because of this of an employee of $500 a year, which means now an employee can take their family out to dinner one night.
Or buy a tank of gas.
Or a tank of gas with inflation.
Okay, half a tank of gas.
All right. We'll be back next hour. We got a lot more to talk about. Next segment. We're going to bring up about the Baltimore Bridge. What's the latest in the lawsuits there?
As you heard Fred say, we're just getting started, really, on Radio Law Talk. There's much more coming up, so you stay there, and we'll be right back after we break away. Hold on.
Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take your car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621.
NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Righty then.
Get off my lawn.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, if you've been living under a rock, Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore was ran into by a huge, massive container ship called the Dolly. Well, Dolly is the name of it, and the company is, I'll list the company's name in a second here, but yeah, it's called American Publishing LLC, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the interesting. That's wrong. Not American Plumbing. Those are the lawsuits. But what I'm trying to bring up is a couple of things I didn't know about until I started studying and looking at this. Yeah, I'm sorry. Dolly's owner is Grace Ocean Private L Limited. And the management company is Synergy Marine PTE Limited. Those are the defendants. The plaintiffs in this case, in this class action that has just been brought out, is an actual plumbing company, American Publishing LLC. I'm going to get into talk about that in a second, but I want to bring up a couple interesting things. The first thing is what I didn't know until I really delved deeper into this is, first of all, the bridge abutments, especially in, you know, big areas like San Francisco or main thoroughfares where huge ships come through, they usually have these cement protections around them. And this was apparently this is Francis Scott Key Bridge is a little bit older and didn't quite have the protection that a lot of bridges have. That's the first thing is. The second thing I didn't know is the ship is still sitting there, not just sitting there, but none of the crew or anyone has been able to get off. It's almost a month. They're stuck on that ship. They're from, most of them are from India and, they're Easterners, but most of them are from India and they're stuck sitting there. India and Sri Lanka, most of them are from. And they're still sitting there and the FBI and the government's not letting them get off the ship. And they the FBI got a warrant and have confiscated all the telephones of all the shipmates and et cetera, et cetera. So there is apparently an association that protects, or, you know, it's like a union that protects these individuals that are doing everything they can to make it so they're not so alone. They're getting them new cell phones, But the thing is, gal, sitting there for 1 month, what do you do?
You know, I was just in Georgia, and I went to the Savannah port and did a port tour. And the interesting thing is these are huge container ships. They could have 2,400 containers on them, and they flip them over in a day, like a 24-hour period, and they can take them on and off the ships and restock the ship. It's amazing. So these people that are on these, the workers that are on the ship, one, they didn't have proper passports, perhaps, but also visas or any of that stuff to enter the United States. They didn't expect this. They thought they're going to be, you know, in port for 24 hours, maybe 48 hours at the max.
Right.
And, you know, it is a hardship on them, for sure.
Yeah. I'm wondering, it's like, yeah, I'm assuming that. So they do have representation to some degree. But what's going on is the first lawsuits have been brought on behalf of businesses. And this is a class action they're trying to bring that they filed this week. And that's what's going on. They're going to basically, this American publishing company relies on shipments back and forth and relies on a number of things. And they said they lost approximately about 80% of their business since basically the incident occurred. They said their decrease in income compared to 2023 and 2024 was 84% drop. That's crazy. And so they're doing it on behalf of businesses, too.
It's amazing that there's so many things that we take for granted. You ever thought about what life would be like if for a week you had no cell phones, no electricity, you didn't have a car, you couldn't get anywhere, and how sedentary you'd be? And bridges, you use them all the time. Probably the closest bridge to us that's a major break now, it's much bigger than this one, would be like the Oakland Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate. But the Oakland Bay Bridge, it connects Oakland to San Francisco. Can you imagine the impact to both San Francisco and Oakland that would occur for some reason that bridge was just now gone?
Yeah.
And there was no way to get back and forth.
Well, we saw that during the Loma Prieta earthquake as an example. It was a nightmare.
That's right.
That's true. That's a good example. What I was thinking about was that the damages are limited to the value of the ship. This is an $1,800 or old 1800 law, right? And how many of these lawsuits are going to come, and who's going to actually get paid if that's the limitation on damages? And who should be paid? Clearly the city of Baltimore should have a clear
suit. Or the businesses, yeah.
Well, the businesses and Baltimore and the harbor port. And, you know, there's a lot. How are they going to share this money?
So here's the deal, Denise, on that same point. The government, this is the first business lawsuit. The government has already sued.
Yeah.
The government Baltimore mayor sued, the city council sued on behalf of the residents. But so that they tried to use this on the Titanic, right? We talked about this. When the Titanic sunk, there was lawsuits, and they used this old 1800s law that said you could only receive as much as the value of the ship, not when it was in good condition, existing even after the wreck. But let me bring this up. Here's the question. I don't know if those of you guys who study this, what is the value of this container ship? What are those container ships worth? So whatever that amount is, they're arguing that's the container ship company. That's all we have to be liable for. Cal, have you studied it or not? Yes or no?
I'm not. So
okay,
I'm going to guess $3 million. I'm just pulling and figure
out.
Okay,
that's what the container ship is
worth. Right, the ship itself, because of all of that work that Denise talked about, just the actual boat and the fact that it's a floating city, I'm going to go with $3 million.
$43.6 million. You missed it by a touch.
Dollars?
Dollars. That's what they're saying. Now, I think it must be including what's on the ship, too.
No, I don't think
so. Oh, it's just the ship.
Yeah.
But these ships are massive.
The ship are owned by different entities, right?
They're massive, too, aren't they?
Like, I think the biggest product they were bringing in was cars, if my memory serves me correctly. The Port of Baltimore is a huge port of entry for automobiles, so I can't imagine the damage that caused.
Well, but I think the ship was leaving the port, so it was what they were taking somewhere else. Yeah. Now, this is where I see a challenge, that 1800 lawsuit. They're going to look at the use of the law from 1800s. Is this... The rationale behind that law was that shippers will usually get insurance to cover the stuff that's on the ship. And so the value of the claims, if they limited it to what was on the ship, then there would be insurance to cover it because it was what was on the ship. Now, I get that for anybody that lost things that were on the ship or the crew or all that stuff. The businesses, like this one here, my argument would be that law shouldn't apply because we had nothing to do with what was on that ship. There's no insurance for what was on that ship. You knocked out a bridge that wiped out my business that was 3 miles away from the accident, right? And so while I understand this law, I could see a court maybe limiting the scope of that law to lawsuits that are brought by people who had claims because of things they lost that were on the ship, not... You know, look, in the Titanic, the iceberg wasn't filing a lawsuit, right? But if the Titanic had hit maybe a port when it came in or wiped out another boat when it was on its way or done so, maybe that law wouldn't have applied. I see that being the legal issue about the intent of that law, why it was the way that it was and what it was intended to cover. So we'll see.
Have to see. I feel like it's almost too far-fetched in a way. I don't know why. It just doesn't feel right because... because it's a ship in a port, and it was not a natural disaster. Obviously, there was negligence on the part of the ship and the ship owners and the people that ran the ship. But that damage to businesses that are way far away from that port, is that something that can be anticipated?
Exactly.
I mean, it's going to be an interesting lawsuit.
Charlie, what? We have no steering. Oh, okay. Just put it in neutral.
Go with it.
Okay, it'll take me 17 miles to slow it down. You can't turn those things on a dime. We'll be back next hour. We'll do another case or no case, and then we've got a lot more interesting cases we're going to discuss. Call us.
As you heard from Fred, Radio Law Talk will continue at 6 minutes past the next hour, either on your local station or at Radio Law Talk. Either way, we'll be there.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.